Today, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins was in Kaukaua at the Ngāti Hine Health Trust Torongare office, where he gave a speech reiterating the initiatives the incumbent Labour government have done for Māori over their six-year term. An initiative that was brought up was the establishment of Te Aka Whaiora, the Māori Health Authority, who works alongside the New Zealand Health Authority, Te Whatu Ora. A press release related to the Prime Minister's visit announced in November this year, Ngāti Hine Health Trust will deliver an integrated whānau wellness centre in a new state-of-the-art building, combining general practitioner services and improved access for whānau to specialist services such as outpatient care, renal, blood and oncology. And joining me on the line this afternoon to talk about it is Aorangi Stokes, a project manager at Ngāti Hine Health Trust. Tēnā koe e Aorangi, pēhana.
Oh, tēnā koe, Chief. Ai, ma tēnā hau I te ora. You know, it's been a long day here in the Kawakawa and going around a few of our the projects that we've been fortunate enough to be on the receiving end of some funding from the government through the tenure. To one, showcase what their investment looked like, and two, obviously create those pathways that you've just mentioned for our whānau chief. So it's been a big day, but it's been a good day.
So could you please tell our tamaki whānau whereabouts in Kaukaua the new wellness centre is going to go?
Yeah, so this new wellness centre, you know, predominantly founded within a whānau ora framework of delivery, is being stood up alongside the current Kawakawa Hospital. So this is just a stage two of the, I think, a three-stage progress development site of the Kawakawa Hospital in future. And so that's where our new wellness centre will take place and is being stood up and opening in that November period.
And how much do you know what the cost was for this new wellness centre?
For that, I do not. My projects fall in our workforce development, our relationships and partnership, whānau ora, and new services and business opportunities that have come online. You know, I think the opportunities where we can start articulating the need for whānau within our communities, whether it be rural or urban, as we deliver services right down into whangarei, that's where I sit. So I'm quite removed from the inner workings of the cost related to establish the new wellness centre. But I think what we need to be reminded of is that there's been a long time since an investment like this has been made available to people within the Moirawa, the Kawakawa, you know, and we're thinking about, you know, your kaumātua, around in the Opahis, the Matawaias, to actually have a facility of this nature be established in a community that is here predominantly to provide for its community.
So the new facility, I said earlier, the new facility is not just for GP services, but it's also got specialist services like outpatient care, renal blood, and oncology services as well. To the best of your knowledge, where would our whānau have had to go to prior to the establishment of this new wellness centre come November?
Well, the first instance that comes to mind is whangarei. And, you know, I think that just speaks to the access our whānau have had to battle against to actually engage with services like this. And also have these services made available at such an arm's reach. I think what the opportunity that we need to look at here is as well is the partnership between Ngāti Hine Hauora and Te Aka Whaiora, Te Whatu Ora, who are working in unison out of that shared space. And so on one side we have our GP practices, to which we're culminating the three GPs here in Kawakawa and Moirawa, but working in partnership with our Manatu Hauora, you know, the Ministry of Health, the now Health NZ, which is Te Whatu Ora, around having those shared spaces so that we can on-refer directly into specialist care for those outpatients. Again, those whānau have the ability to on-refer over to us at the Ngāti Hine office, that we can wrap around the holistic support that we deliver through our whānau ora centred delivery of service here at the Trust. So it's tying and better enabling our services to be closer to the whānau that really need it.
And so we're currently throughout New Zealand, but even our hometown of Moerua and Kaukaua, they both had those names pop up in regards to rural GP shortages within the last 2 years, two or so years. And so will there be enough qualified staff to be able to not just do the current GP roles, but also with the new services like blood work, renal work, and the oncology side of the health wellness centre?
So again, I'll speak to the partnership with Te Whatuora, and so obviously those specialist positions are going to be predominantly held and run by Te Whatuora. But again, it's around the partnership with our GP practices and our GPs that we currently have on. And again, I think it's thinking about the investment that Ngāti Hine has made into future GPs as well too. Again, working closely with Te Whatuora, with those that are emerging, is those going into that GP practice pathway. So we've invested quite a few, or granted a few scholarships here for our Taitamariki at home, to have the opportunity to enter that space, and then hopefully with the hope and with the expectation that they come back and give back to the people to which we've supported them to do.
And final question, in your thoughts, what does it mean for the community to not only have a new GP service building, but more importantly, maybe even more importantly, the specialist services such as the renal, blood and oncology in this new whare?
I think it speaks volumes. At the moment, obviously, it's the ambulance at the edge of the cliff. But now this cliff is closer. Now this ambulance is closer. Now the services are closer. The opportunity for our whānau not to have to travel over to Whangarei, or down to Whangarei, or over to Kirikiri, is where we want to continually be pushing and striving towards creating better access for our whānau to healthcare and specialist care. But lastly, I think, again, is how do we get in front of it and all the prevention mahi that we've been trying, we've been moving towards and starting to articulate for ourselves, and with the voices of our whānau starting to increase and increase our engagement with our communities, is actually start driving our services to be at the front end rather than at the back end as well too.
Tēnā koe, Aorangi. Thank you so much.
Nihana. Nihana.